Most people aren't in any hurry to move out of their house and into a nursing home. Health executive and co-founder of Active Daily Living, Dan Ansel, knows that.
AARP has come out with a recent study that said about 92% of people said they would like to age in place, stay in their own homes. For family caregivers, safety is the number one issue. Regardless of where Mom, Dad, Aunt Betty, or Uncle Bill lives, they want them to be safe.
Ansel has interviewed dozens of occupational and physical therapists, nurses, social workers, and age-in-place experts to create a website offering information to help people age in place. You can get to the website through Cedar Village in Mason. Director of Cedar Village's sales and marketing, Liz Vogel, says there's a reason her company is interested.
We have people who live on our campus and consider this apartment their home. It is their home. So we think that this is a great resource for our residents. But we also have a large footprint in the community through our private duty home care business.
But you don't have to be associated with Cedar Village to use it. Anybody has access to it at no cost. Ansel says plenty of videos like this one give helpful advice to seniors and caregivers.
Is a problem with back pain and/or weak legs making it difficult for you to stand up from your chair or couch because the seat is too low for you? Try this quick tip to be able to stand up easily. When you sit, your hip height should be level with or slightly higher than your knee height. If your hips sink down too low, add cushions or pillows to raise the seat height. If you have a couch with loose seat cushions, you can place one cushion on top of the other to create a raised height. Or you can add sleeping pillows on top of the couch cushion or chair seat to create a raised height to sit on. Now when you sit down and stand up, it will be easier because your leg muscles don't have to work as hard to help lower you to the seat or lift you back up to standing.
Debbie Rosen lives at Cedar Village and is in a wheelchair. She likes all the information on the website and says she directs others to use it, like her friends who live on their own.
I'm very proactive in nutrition and in safety. And I am very proactive in knowing a number of the families here who are either having individuals over in the apartments or individuals in our, what I call assisted living area, or, just all over the place.
The 68-year-old Rosen says she reads both the newsletter for caregivers and the one for seniors.
I'm very young compared to folks that are in their 70s or their 80s or even their 90s. Each age flow, if you go in a 10-year decade, has a different issue. And I find that they, because I deal with all three of those ages, this website is reflective of those ages very clearly.
Here's another video on gripping a door handle.
Wrap rubber bands around the doorknob. You can add one wide rubber band, or you can build up the diameter of the knob by layering many rubber bands. Now when you grip the doorknob, it will be easier because the rubber band creates a non-slip gripping surface, so you don't have to exert as much force to hold the knob. And if you have increased the diameter of the knob, you don't have to bend your fingers as much to grip the knob.
Ansel says there are so many issues that can be solved at low cost or no cost to allow seniors to stay in their homes longer. And it provides information that caregivers want and need.
How do I talk to my dad about taking the car keys away? How do I bring up body odor if it doesn't look like my mom's practicing personal hygiene? How do I deal with the stress of being a caregiver? And so we also started having articles written for us on practical aspects of caregiving. And right now we've got over 325 articles that can provide that in one place. So again, that end-to-end solution.
Active Daily Living's website and newsletters are also in Washington, D.C., Maryland, Michigan, California, and Washington State. There's a link on our website, wvxu.org. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.